It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Ontario woman's nose whistle reaches 44 decibels.
Whoa.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, we are into the month of May, which means we are officially 2 months away from the Olympics.
Is this also, how would you rate this month in the category of best months of the year?
Boy.
Because you like it a little bit cooler.
I do. May is one of my favorite months. I cannot lie about that.
Yeah, so out of 12, he's rating this, yes?
Well, out of 12 months?
No, his calendar is different. I think you know that. He's going to take out some of the winter months, and it'll probably take out July. I don't know.
Jay, I have not thought about this. So let me.
You can come back to it if you want.
No, I want to work through it in my head right now.
You love fall, but again, fall, the thing about fall is things are, you know, dying, and spring, everything's growing.
It's so true.
It's the upbeat version of fall.
Boy. Yeah, May might be, it's top three.
Say it. Yeah.
I think it's top three.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
September's up there.
Okay.
May is up there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really enjoy June, too, because it is the beginning of the hot, the fun, the summer.
Right. Not too hot yet. Usually,
but like
June's,
sometimes, yeah, like July.
Still has some cool weather.
In August, you can go, yeah, all right, I've had enough.
June's hoop fast. And
oh, yeah, boy, that alone could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think May is going to be in my top three.
Okay. All right. There you have it.
It is beautiful. I do love this time of year. Steve, I know you haven't had a chance to be here during this time of year, but you and I need to go for a ride, buddy.
What does that mean?
You just need to get in the old car with me, and we're just going to go. I'm going to take you out for a country drive.
Ooh. I mean, you're bringing him back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring him back, Jay.
I hope so.
Don't you worry. Your little buddy will be fine.
I didn't know if we were, like, doing a Sopranos episode or something.
This is more majestic.
Driving around in the country right now, where everything is turning green and looks so beautiful, there's nothing like it.
I mean, I feel like it was like, hey, I'm going to take you for a country ride. You know what I mean? Get in my Cadillac here. I'm going to take you for a country ride.
Country rides are only positive, Jay.
All right.
At least in my world.
Well, I look forward to it.
I will.
Now, do you think you'll still have your vehicle at that point, or are you just going to continue to leave the doors and the hatch and everything just standing open in the middle of the night?
I don't know what. Yeah, here at work today, one of our other employees came in and said, hey, Kevin, your back hatch was open on your car this morning, so I shut it for you. And I'm like, what? Apparently, and this is the second time it's happened, when I come inside, I don't know, I have my keys in my hand, I guess.
Get your keys in hand, man.
And like when I open the door or do whatever, or I'm going up the stairs and I use the handrail, I must hit the button that opens the back hatch, which I will tell you, in my garage, I hit it sometimes and it won't open. But apparently when you're inside the building and you hit it, it will pop open outside.
Of course, that's how it works.
Yeah, so he shut that for me.
Which was very nice.
The bummer thing was, is I usually don't have anything in there, but I had left something in there.
Yeah, that shouldn't be, it has some value. It could have gotten stolen.
Yeah. Big old Pelican case full of guns.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks
Maybe
like.
I don't want to go on this country ride with
I'm
you.
I'm telling you.
You do.
Hey, I got a country ride from me and you. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
you get in the back,
Steve,
where the plastic's all spread out.
Don't you dare question it. You'll be fine.
Don't question the duct tape.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, I think that you will really enjoy a good country drive, and I got to figure out where I would go.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, Kevin. I'm okay with driving. I don't mind it, but I do like being the passenger.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned that to one of the promo techs who works here the other day, and she called me a passenger princess.
Oh.
Ooh, and she likes to drive, right? She definitely likes to be in control.
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, this is perfect. I like to drive. You like to passenger. I was like, yeah, I'll be the co-pilot. And then she called me a passenger princess. And I don't know.
That's funny.
That's an HR meeting.
Is it? Just say you were offended.
Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like the breeze.
Everybody,
country roads.
Everybody sing.
Take me home to the place.
Kevin, jump me off in the ditch, covered in plastic.
Take me home.
I thought it was West Virginia.
Country roads.
My friend Carrie just texted, who lives up in, I always say up and it's so wrong. She lives down in St. Mary's.
Yeah.
It just feels that is wrong. Up because it's so beautiful. I feel like it's close to heaven. But down in St. Mary's, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad drive.
There you go.
And I would not go like on the freeway. That's dumb.
No, that's boring. The point. Yeah.
I would go on those back roads outside of like State Line and Post Falls in that area where it's like very beautiful. I can't remember the name of that one road, but I've been up there before. During the pandemic, I would make that drive a lot just for fun.
Mm. Back roads, baby.
Go on the back roads, Steve. Oh.
Like a radio dial.
You have all this music you'll have to play.
Oh, so many good backroad songs. And then we could go to St. Mary's and maybe grab a Paul Bunyan burger or something.
Oh, on the way.
And then, no, in St. Mary's.
Oh, they have it in St. Mary's?
Yeah, home of it.
Wait, isn't there Paul Bunyan in Post Falls?
There's one in Coeur d'Alene.
Or is it Coeur d'Alene?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I think that is Post Falls technically, okay. Jay. Right there at, yeah, I think that is Post Falls.
Oh, yeah, the corner of bleh and bleh.
There's one in Coeur d'Alene, too, though, right on the way to...
okay, I didn't know St. Mary's.
Going down to the resort. There's one on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A little Paul Bunyan.
Wow,
they're
okay.
Everywhere, but yeah. I think it's... I think they have a statue of Paul Bunyan in St. Mary's.
Oh, man, no,
so I feel like that's they're the home of it.
Okay.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
I mean, I'll believe it if you say so and there's a statue.
What do you know about Paul Bunyan, Steve?
He had an ox.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's about, I think, what most of us know.
Yeah. I also, there's a restaurant, I think it's called Paul Bunyan's in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Like northern Wisconsin. And it's, I believe, like the biggest Paul Bunyan. It's absolutely huge.
I think that might be in Minnesota. The 39-footer?
Oh, maybe there's a bigger one in Minnesota.
Yeah, heck yeah,
but there is. Wisconsin has one, too?
Yeah, there's one in Wisconsin, but maybe, I think you're right. Maybe
now I want to know how big St. Mary's Paul Bunyan is. Is there big? Is theirs bigger?
Text now if you know
it
that.
It looks bigger than St. Mary's Paul Bunyan. Yeah, they have Paul Bunyan Days. I forgot about that. That's Labor Day weekend.
Yes, let's go.
That's a good time.
Is Paul Bunyan Minnesota? Or is, where's he
the
from?
The largest Paul Bunyan statue in Minnesota is Paul Bunyan Days and Ackley, small town. World's largest Paul Bunyan.
Okay.
That's what they say, but who knows?
World's largest.
That sounds right, because I think Paul Bunyan is Minnesota.
But
there is one large one in Wisconsin, I know that, or at least one.
Copycat.
Probably.
Bunch statue of cheese heads. Is turned into the Paul Bunyan mascot of the local high school.
Do they have Babe, too? Or is it blue? Was it Babe or blue? Babe?
Blue.
Babe or blue?
Blue is his ox. Mm. Babe is a pig. Please tell me the size. It does matter.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
Huh.
Wait, are you talking the size of the pig or the ox or the size of...
The size of the statue in St. Mary's. I want to know if theirs is bigger than this Minnesota thing that claims to be the world's largest.
Kevin, Babe... The blue ox.
That's, was it Babe?
Yeah.
Who? Babe's a pig too, though. Right?
Charlotte's Web?
Babe the pig.
That's good. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I woke up feeling grateful, thankful. Everything that I pray for.
Kevin James.
So grateful. Got me feeling so grateful.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Of the day, hip, 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 hooray.
Do you like those statues, by the way, the really big ones in the smaller towns?
I don't mind them at all. I think it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun, too.
By the way, I've got the official measurement for the St. Mary's Paul Bunyan.
Okay.
That is in front of the school, because, of course, that is their...
Is that the one you just showed me?
Yep.
Okay.
Jacks, what are they? Lumberjacks, is that?
Oh, that's great. I like that. It's a great name.
I think they just always have jacks on all their uniforms and stuff. But they are...
nice.
That one has been measured at 36 feet.
36 feet.
36 feet. So a little bit smaller than the world's largest at 39.
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
But all Paul Bunyans, I believe, are required to be over 30 feet.
They have to be, Steve.
Seems
He's Paul
right.
Bunyan. He's a giant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Also, a faux pas... In St. Mary's, they could have maybe made him the world's largest, but he has no feet.
Yeah, that's weird. Is that because...
His legs just go into the ground.
Huh.
It's kind of weird. He's a footless Paul Bunyan. I bet you that's the only one.
Is that because Walt Worthy has all of them?
Walt Worthy has his feet. He has square feet. Steve, that's a very local joke that you will not get.
That's why I'm staring in bewilderment.
Walt Worthy is the man who was responsible for redoing the Davenport Hotel. Mm-hmm. You know, the historic Davenport.
Yes.
Which you still have not been in. Is
Hey, he can't do it all. He's only been here
a
few months.
I know.
Calm down.
Festival of Trees. Good time to go.
Mm.
Never mind, though.
Kevin, I've been...
What's important is...
Have you not been impressed? I've been doing things.
Yeah, he went to Riverfront Park and
everything. Well, I think I missed it, Steve, because I was gone.
Yeah.
So what did you do? You went to Riverfront Park.
Yeah, yeah.
You walked around.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do anything because it was all closed when he was there. Like, right. So the events, okay. You know, the attractions, if you will, were closed.
Yeah. I did that. I'm doing Bloomsday. I'm doing
that's
all
impressive.
You know what,
that's
Steve? That is major impressive.
Because
I've never done Bloomsday. I've worked it many, 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 many times so that I never want to do it again.
There's a lot of minis.
But I will be there, Steve. I will be towards the end of the race. Wait, where does it finish, Jay? On Monroe?
Whatever down that hill is before the bridge.
There's Broadway, and then you turn right.
You turn right, right?
You turn right, and you go down
right.
Monroe.
Yes.
To the bridge.
Yeah, just before the bridge.
Yeah, that's literally where I live. I will walk over there, and I will watch you, and I will cheer for you, Steve.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
So that's the north end of the Monroe Street Bridge, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
perfect.
I mean, that is my house. I'll be right there, bud, and I will be cheering for you.
You pinky promise?
Bud.
100%.
All right, I'll see you there.
I will be on the right-hand side of the road, so make sure you're on the right when you get down there.
Is that east? Is that west?
No, you know what?
Let
me help you out. Let me help you out with this, Kevin. Just have him run right down the center line of the road or walk.
Yeah, I'm not doing any running.
Easy to find. It's easy to see on the picture. You know, you can't miss them. Just go right down the center stripe there, whatever that yellow
there.
Line is.
I will take your advice on that one.
That, it's kind of in what we've done for years. We're like, just go right down the middle. It's easy to spot you that way.
Yeah, okay. I will be looking for him. I think my son, Coop, is doing it too for the first time in his life.
Oh, wow. Girlfriend made him?
Yep.
Oh, maybe we'll carpool.
No, that's not.
Maybe you guys could walk together. I think they're walking.
Oh, are they walking?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that would be
he
great.
He said he's wearing jeans. he's not. I promise you, he's not.
We'll have to ask Steve Hawk about this later.
Maybe he's wearing joggers. Steve, do you know what joggers are?
I almost wore some today, Kevin.
You got to get some. I think that's what you should wear. If you said you might buy some new pants,
I think
you need
I will.
To get a pair of joggers.
Yeah, because the ones I have are kind of non-elastic anymore, so they probably fall.
The only question I have is, do you have any shoes that are? What kind of shoes are you going to wear?
Well, I guess I could wear my Nikes. I've got some.
Whoa.
That are more
okay.
Like,
Nikes with joggers?
You're in. What color are the
Nikes?
We
get you a nice.
They're black and white.
Long sleeve, dry fit shirt. What do you think, Jay?
Let's go.
He's going to look so
might need
so
a hoodie that day, too.
Good.
But yeah.
So good.
He can wear his Coyote Country hoodie.
I do have my Glenbrook North cross country dry fit.
What is that?
I'm sure that still fits.
That's your high school, Glenbrook North?
Yeah.
I dare you.
I'll do it.
And it's a dry fit, like long sleeve?
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, yes, please.
Done deal.
Okay.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, it actually is cool.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very comfortable.
I love that.
Maybe I'll wear it on Friday, too.
And I love that you are one of those guys that stuff from high school still fits you.
I also forgot you ran cross country.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I wasn't good. I was just there.
What?
But it was fun.
By the way, did you ever... You must have been good enough to stay with the crowd, or you would have gotten lost.
Well, that happened, too.
Because he doesn't know directions.
Did you get lost?
I did. One of the...
On a race? In a race, you got lost?
Maybe one time in a race, but one time for sure in practice.
In training?
Yeah, we were supposed to do like a 4-mile run.
Right.
And, you know, depending on your skill level, you maybe did more distance or less distance. And the guy who I was running with, we accidentally followed the varsity guys.
Ah.
And we wound up going 7 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez.
Which is the farthest that I've ever run.
So you weren't lost in the woods. You just weren't going the right...
We just followed the wrong people.
Oh, my gosh, Steve.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a fun adventure.
I bet.
Never done 7 miles again.
I was going to say, that will cure you from wanting to run. Well, you're going to do it on Sunday.
I'm not. I haven't run in so long.
Well, you don't have to run.
I don't even know if I can.
You don't have to run, but you are going to do 7 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Better bring a raincoat. Yeah. Looks like it might rain.
I'm going to wear my dry fit. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it says dry.
I have walked a marathon before. That was fun.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Why have you not told us this?
I don't know. Never came up in conversation.
You walked a whole marathon?
Yeah.
When? Oh,
that is way harder. Why? Way harder than running, Kevin.
It is.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
It was fine. I actually did it twice.
What did it? The same one?
No, you did not.
Like, I did too.
Like the same marathon in the same day?
No, just walked
it a second time?
It wasn't an actual marathon. I just walked 20.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I did the whole thing. It was for, you guys have Relay for Life around here, right?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, so I did that in high school my junior and senior year. I walked around the track like, I don't know how many times.
You walked around a track for 26.2 miles?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It took like the whole time.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Was that like an all-night event?
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive. They used to do that all the time around here. I don't know if they still do, but if they do, you're signed up.
I'll walk another marathon.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And what is Three Body Problem on Netflix? Do you know that one?
Kevin James.
More than four.
No, less.
Or less than four.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Is it scarier that the guy that's going to help run the scoreboard doesn't know that three is less than four?
A little bit.
Mm. Oh, I'm not helping.
All right. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to Costco, so.
Oh. Which one do you go to?
The one in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay, yeah. Everybody says to go to that one because it's less busy. Are they lying or is it less busy, do you think?
Oh, they're totally lying.
I was gonna say, I think it's gotten way worse, too, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten worse, but.
What's your go-to time to go to Costco? Is it this time of day?
No, it's not.
No, yeah. I was going to say the early morning, I feel like people are waiting. Are you the waiting in line person for the doors to open?
No, I don't go to that degree. I sit in my car.
Yeah, I do love the guy. There's always like one or two guys that are standing like right on top of the door. You know, like, it's okay, man. Yeah.
Hands pressed to the door.
Yeah, like prying him open. Want to be first.
What is it that you most need from Costco today?
I need salt for our water filter. We live on land and we have a well, so we use a water softener.
Sure, yep.
Yeah, water softener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah.
What is the thing that you don't need that you think you'll buy?
Oh, so much stuff.
Yeah, it's
right.
Dumb.
I mean, that's the Costco trick.
Walk in for one thing and you leave with like 20 things.
Yeah, so, yesterday it got me, they had dog toys right at the front door there. There's those Kong, like little stuffed animals, chewy things. And my wife had known that she saw there was a picture of them. So she's like, you need to get those. Those are great. And I'm like, our dogs destroy those in like 5 seconds. Well, it's just a waste of time and money. And then, of course, I bought
it. Our dog had surgery.
Okay, Kevin. Let's play the game, Sarah. What is the category again, Steve? One or first or what is it? it?
Yeah, it's either one of those, whatever you want to refer to.
All right, since it's the 1st of May, it's going to be either one or the 1st. Who do you want to challenge today, Sarah, me or Kevin?
Let's challenge Kevin.
Okay, see you, Kev.
Okay, that's fair. Sarah. You haven't been here all week. You don't know what kind of state I'm in.
Yeah, might be a slow burn today. Who knows? All right, Sarah, 60 seconds, 7 questions. Here we go.
All righty, Sarah. Well, hold on.
Steve's not ready. He wasn't ready. He had the whole day to get ready. He's not ready.
I'm prepared.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Today, Wednesday, is May 1st. What day of the week was April 1st?
That was on a Monday.
Michael Phelps placed first in many races during his swimming career. How many Olympic gold medals did he win?
12.
What movie is famous for the line, "If you ain't first, you're last"?
Talladega Nights.
The Seattle Mariners are currently in first place in their division. Is that true or false?
True.
She's the One is a Brantley Gilbert song. Closest to how many people is Brantley Gilbert following on Instagram?
What? 1,100.
Who voiced Cruella de Vil in the 96 movie 101 Dalmatians?
Glenn Close.
And math time, what is 1 to the first power?
1.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin! You're going to win. I'm telling you that right now.
She did very well, I think.
Yeah. We'll see how Kevin does. Kevin is laughing and he's very jovial right now. Yeah. Lots of jocularity happening around the building today. I don't know what's happening.
I had a couple interesting reactions there from you, Jay, so, you know.
That was a man came running.
Oh, no.
Out of one of the studios, I was over there throwing away a donut box from Friday, and I just heard running, and I looked, and there was a man carrying something, and then he ran down the stairs, and I heard him go, "Woo!" And I thought, something is on fire. What? And then he ran back up the stairs, and I said, "What the heck just happened?" And he's like, "Oh, man, I smashed into the corner with the cake that he had." He had cake.
Oh, no.
Someone's birthday.
Oh, so he was trying to get downstairs and back up in amount of time.
Because he said, "I have to go on the air."
I see.
And so I was trying to hustle.
Very important.
And the woo was him running into the wall with the cake.
And that's something.
How about that?
Now this.
Send the freezer downstairs if you want some.
Thank you.
Ice cream cake.
I got it.
Shall we go?
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay.
Shall we go? Yes.
Today, Wednesday, is May 1st. What day of the week was April 1st?
Pass.
Michael Phelps placed first in many races during his swimming career. How many Olympic gold medals did he win?
8.
What movie is famous for the line, "If you ain't first, you're last"?
I don't know. Pass.
The Seattle Mariners are currently in first place in their division. True or false?
I think that is false.
She's the One is a Brantley Gilbert song. Closest to, how many people is Brantley following on Instagram? Why do you not like that?
Because it's not a good question.
Closest to, man.
8.
Who voiced Cruella de Vil in the 96 movie 101 Dalmatians?
What's her name? Gosh, I see her face. Hold on.
Say her name.
I'm going to get to it. Glenn Close.
Math time. What is 1 to the first power?
1.
Okay, let's see how we did.
Actually, you didn't do bad either.
Man, Mariners fans hate you, though.
Are they in first place now?
Yeah, they hate you.
Well,
man.
I know they've been on a little winning streak here, but I did not think that they could possibly be in first
place.
Best
pitchers
now.
In all of Major League, I think.
They were struggling for a while.
Well, we'll just see. We'll just see, Kevin. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Shall we go?
Shall we go? Let's see how we did.
Today, Wednesday, is May 1st. What day of the week was April 1st?
Sarah, I don't know how she did it, but she said Monday, and Kevin passed, and I turned around and looked at the calendar, which is right over my head, which Kevin can actually see from where he sits, but he forgot it was still on April.
Oh, I didn't know it was on April.
Yeah.
I was going to do the math, but I have to know an event. And I
Sarah,
20th,
how did you know that?
Saturday 19th. Yeah, that's impressive.
Sunday. I just remember the 31st because that was my mom's birthday and it fell on a Sunday.
Oh, perfect. See? There you go. Yep, that's how you do it.
Beautiful.
Well done. Yep. One to nothing.
Michael Phelps placed first in many races during his swimming career. How many Olympic gold medals did he win?
Sarah went with 12. Kevin went with 8.
It's more than 8.
Yeah, because he won 7 and won Olympics.
Yeah.
It's 23.
23. Ooh. 1 point, Sarah. 2-0.
What movie is famous for the line, if you ain't first, you're last?
Sarah said Talladega Nights. Oh, Kevin said pass.
She's right.
Yeah, well, I don't even have to say it.
3-1, 3-0.
Good job, Sarah. That was dumb on my part not to get that.
The Seattle Mariners are currently in first place in their division. True or false?
Sarah went with true. Kevin went with false. The Mariners are up by one game.
Yeah, they are. 17-14. Good for them. I did not realize. I knew they were on a little streak, but that good.
Mm-hmm. She's the One is a Brantley Gilbert song. Closest to how many people is Brantley following on Instagram?
I don't know what that question was. Sarah went with 1,100. Kevin went with 8.
Yeah, no one likes that, apparently.
No.
You don't even want to know the answer because it's not even fun. It's just 361.
I guess 1 point, Kevin? Yeah.
It's kind of a fun question,
though.
Oh,
man, so fun.
All right. See, Sarah's having fun.
No, Sarah's not. Sarah's having fun by us making fun of you.
Oh, is that that's what's happening?
And as long as we're piling on, part of the reason I did not get Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Was because I did not expect Steve to have an actual good or funny movie.
Shall we go on? Yes, we shall.
Shall we go on?
Who voiced Cruella DeVille in the 96 movie 101 Dalmatians?
Scare you, no evil thing will.
Oh,
to
Roger.
See her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, she's like a spider.
Uh-oh, here she's coming. Run, hide. Everybody said Glenn Close.
Everybody's right.
Yeah.
That took me way too long to get there.
Yeah. How many people is Glenn Close following on Instagram?
Okay. 5-2 in favor of Sarah. She's going to get the win. Let's wrap it up, see if she got the perfect score. Or is it almost perfect? I guess she missed the one.
1 to the first power is, in fact, 1.
Yeah, there you go. 6-3, Sarah with a crushing defeat
of
Kevin.
Well done, Sarah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You are the one.
Sarah, do you get a drink when you go to Costco or get anything from the, where the food is, concessions?
Sometimes. I'll grab a coffee before I go in. But
do you ever get the frozen one with the mocha where they squeeze the chocolate on the inside? You ever get that one?
Yeah, I get those.
You treat yourself today.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I definitely will.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I kick Kevin's butt. Sorry, Kevin.
Oh, that's awesome.
I deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Hold on, Sarah. We'll get you $15 to Dutch Bros, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, she was great. She was fast on those.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was going to say, it's got to be, man. Yeah. We're at the end of the playoffs.
Kevin James.
Playoffs.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, stat of the day, Kevin. Make it a great one.
Okay. Ouch.
Ouch.
Headphones on backwards.
Oh,
sorry,
I thought
that
was the stat.
No,
I smacked
myself in the face trying to get them off.
I was going
to
say what people say when they get hurt.
I want to say thank you to Robert Counts for these headphones. Do you know who that is?
I do, yeah.
Who?
Yeah, these headphones have a man's name on them.
Mm-hmm.
They say Robert Counts on them.
Yeah, he's a singer.
I don't think
he's lost his ability to sing. That's what you mean.
You've been around a minute, or?
I
want to look him up real quick. Robert Count.
Is that his stage name?
I'm going to say 2020 or 2021, maybe, somewhere in there.
A good looking kid.
I'm trying to remember what he looks like.
He's got nice hair.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Count, yeah, good looking guy. 2019, he released his EP.
2019.
And sent us these headphones to play his music.
Yeah.
Yeah, fortunately, we're not playing his music, but I am wearing your headphones, Robert, so thank you.
Well, it's the headphone that counts.
Well, okay, here it is. It is stat of the day, 100%.
Oh, no, really?
100% of the people.
Didn't know who Robert Counts was.
That is correct. Also, 99% of the people want us to actually do the story about the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. You started that, and then I kind of got you off track. And then, Steve got you off track. It was a kind of a joint effort there.
Steve, do you know the date when the Olympics start? Do you know when it is?
Ooh, is it July?
That is right.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
July?
I want to say like either the 18th or the 21st.
I think it's July 27th.
Okay.
Will be the start of the Olympic Games.
Friday, July 26th through August 11th.
All right, so I was close.
26th?
Yes, sir.
That's probably opening games. Yeah, sure. Opening ceremonies, mm-hmm. opening games, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
So, the Olympics are here. I have a couple things with this.
Well, they're not here till July.
But yeah, when they get here.
Just clarifying.
One thing they're doing, Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson will host and executive produce an Olympic highlight series for Peacock.
Are they going to be able to get here still for the show? Is Kevin Hart going to be able to still make it?
He will be here, yes, because okay. that will end before the Olympics will end before he comes to Spokane.
Correct. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
End of August. Yeah. So Peacock announced that this will be happening. They say it's Kevin Hart, it's Kenan Thompson. It's going to be them doing comedy commentary of Olympic highlights.
That'll be
the
fun.
The best and most unexpected moments of the Olympics.
Yes.
It's a really fun concept.
I love this.
I love that. They say one-of-a-kind guides through your Paris Olympics. That's a fun idea. I think Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg did it last year.
Well, I didn't know that.
But I don't think it was for all of it. And this year, I think they just decided, hey, that was really fun. Let's put Kenan Thompson, Kevin Hart together.
Oh, my gosh. That's a
great
idea.
And have a fun, you know, Olympic coverage. Now, Steve, I have an idea for you in the Olympics.
I love the Olympics. So
leading up to
this.
The Olympics uh-huh. and then during the Olympics,
uh-huh.
I want you to compete in Olympic events. Like, we'll make up our own Olympic events. They won't be, obviously, as hard as the Olympics.
Well, sure. Now, we can't really get a pole vaulting thing going.
It could
here.
Be stuff like cornhole.
Yep.
And we can either have you do it by yourself to try to beat a challenge,
mm-hmm.
or we could do you versus Warren and Bruce.
And then we could do like beat it or eat it. Like if you don't get you don't beat the challenge, you have to eat, you know, a ghost pepper.
Oh, this is pretty good, Jay.
Beat it or eat it.
That doesn't seem in the spirit of Olympic competition, right?
Well, I mean, either you win or you lose. I mean, there's only two things you can do.
You don't get a bronze medal or?
Not in the real world, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get a juice box.
But I want a
juice
box.
So what would you rather do? Compete against yourself or compete against the Friday guys?
Why can't we do both?
Certain events for each.
Oh, that's fair. Maybe throw in the Friday stuff.
Yeah.
And then make you do all the other stuff on your own.
I like it. I like this. Okay. Everything
coming
about
up,
this, Kevin, I like.
The Olympics with Steve. The Summer Games.
Summer Steve.